The Lord be with you. I hope this finds you well and safe. And wherever you find yourself this morning listening in, may this service bring you comfort and may you know the peace and presence of God. Let's just take a moment of silence before we pray together our collect for purity. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy on us and write these, your laws, in our hearts. And our penitential Kyries for Lent. In the wilderness we find your grace. You love us with an everlasting love. Lord, have mercy. There is none but you to uphold our cause. Our sin cries out, and our guilt is great. Christ, have mercy. Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Restore us, and we shall know your joy. Lord, have mercy. And our collect for this morning, the fifth Sunday in Lent. Most merciful God, who by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, delivered and saved the world, grant that by faith in him who suffered on the cross, we may triumph in the power of his victory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And our first reading this morning is from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 37, beginning at verse 1. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them, and there were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "O Lord God, you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.' Thus says the Lord God to these bones, 'I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you, and you will cause flesh to come upon them, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I had been commanded. And as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise. A rattling in the bones came together, bone to its bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them. The flesh had come upon them, the skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.' I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then he said to me, 'Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore I prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you and you shall live, and I will place you on your own soil. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to John chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. So the sister sent a message to Jesus. Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, this illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Accordingly, though Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after hearing that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just now trying to stone you. Are you going there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk during the day do not stumble, because they see the light of this world. But those who walk at night stumble, because the light is not with them. After saying this, he told them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to awaken him. The disciples said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will be all right. Jesus, however, had been speaking about his death, but they thought he was referring merely to sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. For your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him. Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to see Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world. When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, the teacher is here and is calling for you. And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house consoling her saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in his spirit and deeply moved. He said, where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upwards and said, Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe and that they said that you sent me. When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what Jesus did, believed in him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for your word. We pray it brings wisdom, encouragement, challenge, and peace to our hearts this day. In Jesus' name, amen. In our two passages this morning, we read of two very different resurrections. One of a valley of dry bones, and one of a loved one where two sisters are devastated at the loss of their brother. And God is present in both circumstances. God has words to bring challenge and encouragement and blessing in these spaces of where death lies. I know many of us can be disturbed by the news that we are hearing each day of more and more cases of COVID-19. I know many of us are in challenging times of fear and wondering what is next. And yet I want to encourage you, as what I've been hearing already this week of so many wonderful stories of how us as a parish, as a community, have been in contact with one another, obviously from a safe and social distancing space, but where there has been communication, where needs are being met, where people in different concerns are feeling comfort and love and peace. I know for wherever you find yourself this morning, you may be wondering, maybe you feel like a valley of dry bones. Or maybe you feel like you are Mary or Martha, wondering where you are going to see life come for the one that you have loved that is now lost. Over these last number of weeks, we have been looking at communication and conversations that Jesus has been having with different people. In these conversations, in the communication, the one thing that is so obvious is Jesus is present. Jesus is there. And in this story that we read in John 11, we see Jesus with his emotion. We see how and read how his spirit is greatly disturbed, how there are tears because of the pain and the suffering, the grief that death has brought. Are you aware of the presence of Jesus in your circumstances? I encourage you in these coming days to look for where Jesus is at. Whether you feel you're in a valley of dry bones, whether you feel you are distant and you're waiting for Jesus because he left the sisters waiting for 2 days. We are all in that space of waiting. But in these days of waiting, God can be glorified. God can be glorified about how he is immobilizing his people to bring good news, whether it be through shopping, whether it be through a text message or an email or a voicemail or FaceTime or other ways you have been communicating that you had thought you never would be doing. In these days, be the light for people in their darkness. In these days, bring the glory of God as Jesus did to Mary and to Martha. And in these days, continue in your conversation with Jesus. Know his presence. Know the love of the Father and know the voice of Holy Spirit in your heart and in your mind. Amen. Let us affirm our faith in the Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. As Thomas and the other disciples followed their Lord in faith, give to your people the trust in him that takes away all fear. As Mary and Martha saw with their human eyes his power of resurrection, let your church witness to his risen presence among us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Have mercy on a world where many do not follow the way of life, but choose the dark way that leads to the death of hope. May those in high places know that their power is limited and that all authority comes only from the Lord of life, the conqueror of death. We pray that you will be with our government, all those in authority, our healthcare workers, our nurses, our doctors, all who are looking to bring peace in uncertain times. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless our families, friends, and neighbors in this time of distress and doubt. Keep us faithful to one another and to you, Lord. Help us to trust in your word and to obey your commands even when the way forward is not clear to us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Look with pity on those who mourn, especially those who feel no hope of resurrection. Strengthen all who walk in fear but are loyal to their calling. And deal tenderly with those who are at the point of death and ease their passing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we take a moment of silence now to lift up our own personal prayers to you. So feel free to press pause and then press play when you are ready to continue. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, in whom the dead are alive and shall never die again, receive the souls of the faithful departed. And we bring in particular to you this morning, Jerry, Sheila Lynch's husband. We thank you for his life. We pray that you bring peace and your comfort to Sheila and the family. And as Jerry and other ones that we know and have loved, as their bodies lie, grant them eternal life in Christ, whose word they trusted in their time on earth. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you. And may you, maybe at this time or later on during the day, contact someone who you know would love to hear from you to let them know the peace of God is theirs. And as we come into this time of communion, I want to encourage you to get yourself some bread or anything that you can have to come together. And in that symbolic act, so we can know that we break bread with one another, even though we are distant from each other physically. We are together spiritually. Wise and gracious God, you spread a table before us. Nourish your people with the word of life and the bread of heaven. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. And we'll pray prayer 3, which can be found on page 216 if you have your Book of Common Prayer, or you will find it on our website as well. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise. And lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest." Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen, amen, amen. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. So draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The body of Christ, given for you. the blood of Christ shed for you. God of hope, in this Eucharist we have tasted the promise of your heavenly banquet and the richness of eternal life. May we who bear witness to the death of your Son also proclaim the glory of his resurrection, for he is Lord forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. And may you know the life in your bones. May you know the breath of God in your lungs. And may you know the love of Jesus in your hearts. Communicate with one another well. Be the light, the life, and the breath of Jesus in those that you talk with, those that you write to, those that you wave and smile to. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.